Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Second and five. Pump fake, throws open court, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson.
Braves, how much fun are you having?
A lot.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels on Amazon Prime with the call last night, and then Mike Vrabel on the Amazon Prime set postgame, along with Drake May, going back and forth with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I want to make sure that what I'm about to say is taken the right way. It's always a fun way to start a sentence. Like, who is Nick about to offend? I sincerely mean what I'm about to say as a compliment. Mike Vrabel, when it comes to the media, knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly. And if you look at the coverage of Mike Vrabel, and, like, they're winning a million games. And he's a good coach. So it's not, you know, it's not like they're 9-2 and you'd see someone be like, he should be fired. That's not what I'm saying. But the coverage of Mike Vrabel is always, always, always very positive. Because Mike Vrabel knows how to play the game. And, like, Aaron Glenn doesn't. And that's not the reason the Patriots won. And I don't even want to turn this into, like, a Vrabel versus Aaron Glenn thing. But I do think it's interesting, right? Aaron Glenn can't help himself. He gets up there in front of the media this week, asked about Garrett Wilson, and goes, ask Rich Cimini. Like, or just deflect the question. Like, don't say anything. And then when he gets put on IR, be like, yes, like, we placed him on injured reserve. And the idea that, like, he's waiting until hours before the game. How about that? The saddest tweet ever sent. Well, actually, Kay Adams said earlier today that she's single and looking to settle down. And there were some really sad tweets in response to that from really desperate, lonely men around this country. Shout out to them. Albert Breer tweeted, like at the end of the show yesterday, Justin Fields expected to start for Jets. Is this what the world has come to? That the quarterback who's won two straight games for your team, like, we have to take this up until 2 hours before kickoff. Everyone knew he was starting. He was listed in all the prop markets. Aaron, why? Why? I'll get to Aaron Glenn and the Jets, who I actually thought they played with some effort last night. But just that, like, Aaron Glenn doesn't get it with the media, Mike Vrabel does. So when the camera's on him after the game, and he's doing that thing where he's standing outside the locker room, and he's given every single player a hug and every single player a high five. Like, I'm sure that he's into it, but, like, that's not by accident. When he goes out to do the post-game interview with Drake May, none of this is by accident. He gets it. He totally gets it as far as the media is concerned. And I could see where some people might get rubbed the wrong way by that. I think it's pretty awesome. I think Mike Vrabel does a hell of a job and obviously is an awesome coach. And the highlight we played coming back, Travion Henderson. Now, on my Sunday shows, WFAN, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, you can watch it on YouTube, nationally, listen to it anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. And then the You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff with myself and Sam Paniatovich, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on NFL Sundays. I've been saying all season long, and probably on this show as well throughout the week, but really largely on the Sunday shows, I don't understand what the Patriots are doing at the running back position. This whole season, you drafted Travion Henderson in the second round. We all watched Ohio State be awesome last year, win a national championship with him and Judkins, and I felt like Henderson was the better player than Judkins. And despite that, here's Ramondre Stevenson, and Antonio, so here, this is like the sliding scale. Ramondre Stevenson splitting carries with Travion Henderson is at least somewhat explainable, right? Like, Ramondre's been a decent player. Then we go down to Antonio Gibson, who has been a decent third down back and, like, feature back, like, at times throughout his career, like with Washington. He's no great shakes. That's one where I'm starting to go, like, something's up here. And then we go down even further. Who is Terrell Jennings? Brandon's brother? Scoring a touchdown a couple weeks ago? Travion can't play over Terrell Jennings? So for as good a coach as Mike Vrabel is, and he's a really good coach, the fact that it took like 97 injuries to the running back position before they played the only running back on the team that actually has star potential is a little mind-numbing. Wow, what a shock. They turned the backfield over to Travion Henderson, and he has 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games. 5 touchdowns in the last 4 days. You're a fantasy football player. You drafted Travion Henderson. I've got him in some leagues, got him in some dynasty leagues. Better late than never. But never late is better for Travion Henderson. He is awesome. And when Ramondre comes back, I have no problem if Ramondre still is getting work because he's a little bit of a change of pace, and he's still a good running back when he's not fumbling. But this needs to be Travion 1A, Ramondre 1B, not the other way around. And just quickly on Travion Henderson, Offensive Rookie of the Year, because I know this has been a hot topic today in betting content and otherwise, right? So Emeka Egbuka is the favorite, minus 165 at BetMGM. Jackson Dart's the second choice. Like, Jackson Dart, like, basically can't win this award. I guess there's a way he does, like, he comes back and, like, they win every game the rest of the season. Do you think that's happening? Jackson Dart is taking win probability away from other players. Travion Henderson can be one of those players at 10-1. Tyler Warren's not playing this weekend. He's not going to make up any ground. So we'll see what Egbuka does. Potential wind game. A lot of wind, maybe, for Sunday's game in Buffalo. We'll see about that. For Tampa, no Chris Godwin also. That hurts Emeka Egbuka for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What if Quinshon Judkins goes off against the Ravens? Hell, what if Ashton Jeanty goes off Monday night against the Cowboys? It's going to be an interesting market for us to follow down the stretch this season. You better you bet on this Friday. On the Patriots receiving core, Stephon Diggs goes for 9, 105. Mac returns, done that joke now twice, 4 for 64. None of these guys are stars. And just to reiterate a point that I made yesterday, I compared the Patriots roster to the Packers roster in the sense that, and Green Bay's roster is better, just to be clear, that New England has a bunch of good players. How many great players do the Patriots have? How many great players do they have outside of the quarterback? Maybe Christian Gonzalez, who got burnt by A.D. Mitchell down the field. We'll get to the Jets. We'll get to my guy, A.D. Mitchell. And what I said yesterday was the difference between the Patriots and the Packers is that the Packers have Jordan Love and the Patriots have Drake May. Massive difference. Absolute massive difference. Think about this. What did I say on Tuesday after Packers-Eagles on Monday night? The Packers receivers all stink. Okay. Does anyone look at the Patriots receiving core with Stephon Diggs, who threw a football to a cheerleader out of bounds? I'm waiting to... Can I say this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Can I say that on the air, or is that like taking it too far, guys? Let me know. It's a funny line. I just don't know if it's crossing the line. All right, it's too far, apparently. So Stephon Diggs threw the football to the cheerleader. It's a funny line, though, right? It's a good line. Stephon Diggs, Kyle Williams, who did catch a long touchdown against Tampa, but he hasn't come on yet. Kayshawn Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Mac Hollins. This is not exactly like Randy Moss and Wes Welker and Dante Stallworth. That's not what this is. So Drake May elevates the substandard receiver group. Quarterbacks like Jordan Love and a lot of others need everything to be perfect around them. Drake May doesn't. Drake May's taken this group of curtain jerkin jabronis and is making them really good. They're 9-2 with this skill position group, just to show how awesome Drake May is. And with that, I think that provides us a nice jumping off point to talk about the balance of power in the American Football Conference, better known to you and yours as the AFC, and where the Patriots stand in this balance of power. Because New England is probably going to be the one seed, not definitely, but it looks like New England, obviously inside track, to the one. And I think they're going to win both their games going into the bye and be 11-2 going into the bye. At the Bengals next week and then hosting my Giants. Out of the bye, host the Bills, at the Ravens, then at the Jets, home Miami to wrap it up. Even if you want to say that they lose both those games out of the bye, home Buffalo at the Ravens, and I could definitely see them losing both those games. Definitely possible. Are they losing any of these other games? They're going to go 13-4. I think they're going to be the one seed in the AFC playoffs. Yesterday on the show, I said something that I regretted upon further review today. I thought it was a good bit, honestly, and like I didn't mean like listen, there's always some theatrics and entertainment value with what I'm giving you here, but the analysis at the time when I said it yesterday, I thought it was pretty solid. And that was like the dismissal and the hand wave and like the bad British accent. Oh, the New England Patriots cannot win the Super Bowl. No, no, no. Maybe they can be the one seed, but can they beat Mahomes? No. And we do the British hand wave them away. And I did a bunch of radio interviews this morning, and of course, you know, like the radio hosts that I around the country are doing their job, and they're asking me, like, what's the ceiling for the Patriots? And as I'm answering these questions in the moment, I'm realizing something, right? So here's where I'm at. And let's think about the best teams in the AFC right now, and I'm going to bring up the standings here, so I'll give you the exact records as well. The Indianapolis Colts are 8-2. The Colts have a fatal flaw. His name is Daniel Jones. Drake May's better than Daniel Jones. So, like, could the Colts beat the Patriots? Of course. Any team can beat any team on any given day. But, like, I'd probably, like, the Colts roster's way better than the Patriots roster, but Drake May is so much better than Daniel Jones. You can poke a hole in Indianapolis. Here's Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix is not good. Full stop. Period. Drake May's way better than, even if the Broncos roster's better than the Patriots. Patriots have the huge advantage at quarterback. You know my thoughts on the Bills, that I think Buffalo's going to be one and done in the postseason, especially if they have to go to Baltimore. And maybe the Ravens round into the team that we thought they could be at the start of the season. It's still possible that could happen. But at the moment, like, they feel like a little shaky. The offense hasn't looked great since Lamar came back. It could turn around, but that's where we're at right now. I think Kansas City is the best team in the league. And I've been consistent on this show saying that I think what's going to happen is the inverse of what happened in 2018, where in 18, Mahomes wins MVP in his second year, first full season as a starter. The Chiefs host the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. Tom Brady and the Patriots come to town, and they beat Mahomes and the Chiefs in overtime in one of like the best games in the history of the league. And Jake, if you have the Tony Romo sounder ready, when Romo called that game and predicted every play the Patriots were going to run, and in that moment, I remember thinking, and I tweeted it, this is the best game that a color analyst has ever had in the history of the National Football League. And we all kind of felt in that moment, Tony Romo is the next John Madden. I was going to cue Jake up to play it. And now, Jake, instead of telling us exactly what the next play is going to be, here's what we get from Tony Romo.
Oh.
Jake deciding to ad-lib a little bit here on this Friday. Good stuff from our pal Joey Kanish on the show yesterday. And I think it'll be the inverse of that game. I think the Chiefs will go into Gillette, and I think Kansas City wins. Mahomes beats the new gun for New England, like New England beat him when he was the new gun in 2018. Look, for as much as I love the Chiefs, they're 5-4. They've lost some weird games this season in weird ways. And like last year, all the breaks went their way. They're better than they were last year, but now the breaks aren't really going their way. Whether it's Kelce running into Xavier Worthy in week one against the Chargers in Brazil, or Kelce dropping that pass on the goal line in week two against the Eagles, Andrew Mukuba picks it off, and then the Eagles score a touchdown. They go on to win that game. Whether it's, you know, the pick six to Devin Lloyd in the Jaguars Monday night game, which is really an unforgivable loss by Kansas City. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm still totally confident in Kansas City. But this is not a bulletproof team. They're just not. They're 5-4. It's tough to say that they're bulletproof. So if something happens with the Chiefs and New England's got home field, is it really impossible or outside the realm of possibility to think that they could beat Buffalo or Baltimore or Indy? I don't think it is. I don't think it's likely. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's crazy. I did grab some Patriots Super Bowl exactas at huge prices at BetMGM just to cover myself in the event the Patriots make it. Eagles over Patriots, 80-1. Rams over Patriots, 80-1. And if the Patriots do make it, they will get smoked by whoever the NFC representative is. On the other side, we'll talk about the New York Jets and some of the breaking news around the National Football League today.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.